Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome back to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. We are continuing to dive back into our archives of some old videos and turning those into some podcast episodes here because I think they're still pretty powerful and relevant. We just wrapped up our Focus on Your Words series, and that was dealing with the words that we speak to ourselves, words we speak to others, and then the words we leave unsaid. And I want to follow that up with this video, which is Iron Sharpens Iron, Mold Makes Mold. And as we were talking about how powerful words are, another big driving force in our lives is the people we surround ourselves with, people that push us and challenge us and encourage us to be better, or the people that feed off of us and make our lives more difficult or don't allow us to see the greatness within us. And I'm thankful right now to be surrounded by amazing people, support in my personal life and professional life, and as I'm starting to grow my other podcast, Family by Heart, just the overwhelming amount of support I've had in that venture has just been incredible. So I thought iron sharpens iron, mold makes mold is a good way to follow up the Focus on Your Words series. So here we are. Enjoy it. And keep moving forward, step up to greatness.
Surround yourself with people that challenge how you think, not people that nod their head and act like they agree. Those people will cut you open just to watch you bleed. Always be yourself, not the person you pretend to be. These people are going to tell you that you will never make it. Then when you do, they're going to say they knew you were going places. That's just how it works. Next thing you know, you'll be overrated. Hearing people say they missed the old you. It's crazy, ain't it? Think your own thoughts. Don't let them do it for you. Say you want a drink. Don't wait for people to pour it on you. Cut out the lies. Stay close to the people you know are loyal. Grab your own glass and fill it. Don't let your fear destroy you. What's up, everyone? I am the greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss, part trainer, part life coach, part speaker, 100% about helping you finding the healthiest and happiest version of yourself. I am completely sincere when I say that. But today, we're going to talk about the people around you that aren't always sincere. Those lyrics that started my video come courtesy of the rapper NF and his song, Remember This. If you haven't listened to or heard of him yet, remember his name, NF, and check him out after this video. All of his lyrics are deep and powerful. Those particular lyrics are pointing out today's lesson, though. The people you surround yourself with in life, what are they really about? Now, before I go too deep into the content, let me preface with this disclaimer. All relationships are going to have difficult times and/or disagreements, sometimes based on one another's actions or lack thereof. So if you get in a disagreement with someone, don't just cut them out of your life. Listen to and focus on what they're trying to tell you through their words and actions and through honest and open conversation before you make any big decisions. That being said, borrowing an analogy from our friends John and Kaylee again, you might need to weed your friendship garden of some people that shouldn't be there. What do I mean by that? Allow me to answer with more questions. Do you have dreams and goals? Big things you want to accomplish? Who have you told about them? Who have you not told? Why did you tell certain people and not others? The answers to those questions will likely point out the fact that you already know who your supporters are, the people who encourage you and build you up. And the answers also likely pointed out the people you're afraid to tell because they'll discourage you or made you feel incapable of big things before. Those people are probably discouraging you because they are already unhappy themselves and are afraid to let the goodness in their life, that is you, get too big that you'll move on and then they'll have nothing.
Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
It's sad to say and sad for those people, but if they're holding you back, then what good is it to you? They're responsible for their own happiness, just as you are yours. They'll need to weed their friendship garden, just as you do, to shed the chains of the people holding them back. Now, of the people who lift you up and encourage you, are they sincere and challenge you by holding you accountable? Or are they constantly blowing smoke up your butt? When something doesn't go your way, do they tell you, "Oh, that's all right, you'll get it next time," and that's it? Or do they challenge you by saying something like, "Well, I'm sorry that didn't go as planned. How are you doing? What could you have done better next time? Where do you plan on going from here?" See the difference? The first person is letting you lie there and lick your wounds, while the other is picking you up by the bootstraps and telling you to keep moving. Yes, we all need time to heal from disappointments, but time is the greatest healer, and it goes by a lot quicker if you're staying moving. And time not doing anything is just delaying you from getting to your goals. I know which friend I want in my garden. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Another analogy I'm a fan of when it comes to accountability comes from Eric Thomas, also known as E.T., the hip-hop preacher. He said, "Everyone wants to shine bright like a diamond, but no one wants to get cut like a diamond." He goes on to say that like a diamond's humble beginning, coal, we are formed into something incredible and valuable after experiencing pressure. But even after that coal becomes a diamond, to reach its full purpose, whether it be an earring, necklace, or ring, it still has to be cut down and shaped. We are all diamonds by making it through the pressures of life. But it's our true friends that hold us accountable, that give us the constructive criticism while yet encouraging us and pushing us forward. They help cut us and shape us for whatever type of diamond we're meant to be. I want to leave you with one final bit of imagery on why it's important to surround yourself with the right people. And this comes from my friend and former colleague, Brandon Phillips. I want you to picture a bowl of oranges. They were all picked at different stages of ripeness, but put in same sack and now same bowl. The destiny and purpose of these oranges is to be eaten or made into juice. At the bottom of this bowl, you might have a perfect, full of flavor and a ready to be eaten one, but it's at the bottom of the bowl and you don't see it. Right next to it is an orange that had already seen a lot in the orchard, getting picked at by birds and bugs and gotten dropped, shoved, and bruised once in the sack. It is now also in the bottom of the bowl. This orange has started to mold and could no longer fulfill its purpose. But it's in the bowl right next to the one that could be the best orange you've ever had. As time goes and you're busy eating and making juice out of oranges at the top of the bowl, the mold from the bad orange has now tainted and destroyed the once perfect orange, and it becomes a waste. Don't let the mold of others' bad experiences, beliefs, and ideas grow on you. Iron sharpens iron, mold makes mold. My hope for you all is that this and my other videos have sharpened your senses so that you can find those in your life that will believe in you, encourage you, keep pushing you through those tough times, and keep telling you, just as I am now, to keep moving forward and step up to greatness. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here again. Thank you so much for checking out my videos. If you liked what you saw or think someone else would benefit from seeing it, please make sure you share this with them. Also, if you want to see more videos like this one, make sure you subscribe as I have a new video coming out every Monday. Also, for more life-changing information and tips and life hacks or whatever you want to call them, check out my podcast, new episode every Thursday. You can find that on Anchor FM or any of your major podcast distributors like Apple, Google, Spotify, any of those. So definitely thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Let me know what you think. If there's anything you want to hear me talk about, would love to hear from you. In the meantime, keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. We're born into our names, but we become family by heart. During my wife and my journey through infertility, foster care, and our recent adoption, we searched for and relied on a lot of help. If you're on a similar journey, then this podcast is for you. Or maybe you're curious about the process or looking to support someone on their journey. We got you covered. Each episode has a story to inspire and or resources to turn to. We're all family here. This is Family by Heart.